It's time for Chapter 2 of our American Graduate Series, What's Next for the Class of 17. Since 8th grade, we've been following a group of North Texas students we call KERA's Class of 17. And junior year is decision time. They're starting to figure out what comes after graduation. Callie Bowdy has known since middle school that she wants to be a nurse. Here's a closer look at the hills she has to climb to get there. Kelly's high school, O.D. Wyatt, sits in a tough neighborhood 7 miles south of downtown Fort Worth. The student body's almost evenly split between African Americans and Hispanics. Three-quarters of Wyatt's 1,200 kids qualify as low income. Wyatt's been dubbed a Gold Seal School of Choice, so it offers specialties in construction, auto mechanics, and, Kelly's key interest, nursing. Welcome to her first morning class.
How much time do you have with CPR before permanent brain damage?
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Right. Kelly's talked about being a nurse a lot longer than 6 minutes. In eighth grade, she started dreaming it might happen after her nephew was born premature. Now she seems more locked in. Javetta Jones-Roberson oversees Wyatt's programs of choice.
From talking with all of her teachers and our other guidance counselors, she's been progressing in the program. She seems to be doing really well.
Here's how Wyatt's nursing program works. Kelly takes health, science, and first aid classes, so by this time next year, she can graduate with CPR and OSHA certifications. She could also become a certified nursing assistant, a CNA. All those certifications would give her a leg up in college.
CPR definitely matters. So all of our students have to have CPR certification before as part of the admission requirement.
Ciel Flores is the assistant dean of enrollment at UT Arlington's nursing school, one of the biggest in Texas. Of the school's 50,000 campus and online students, about 20,000, that's 40%, are in nursing.
She could also work in the field as a CNA, a patient care technician, to help fund her school, to help work on time management, to help learn to interact with patients.
Once the nursing bug bit, Kelly was hooked.
I want to work at Cook's. I want to work with children.
Cook Children's is Fort Worth's hospital for kids. To work there, Kelly needs college first. O.D. Wyatt is her head start. When she's a senior, she'll be able to take classes at Tarrant County Community College. That school's an option after high school, but Kelly has bigger dreams.
When I graduate high school, I want to go to UTA, Arlington. I was looking at their nursing programs, and they have like a lot of nursing opportunities out there.
Kelly's also looking at TCU, Baylor, Angelo State, A&M. Her dad, Calvin Bowdy, wants her close to home.
I feel more comfortable about her starting the community college because it's closer. If anything happens, I can get there, you know.
Kelly's parents divorced 10 years ago. She lives with mom. Calvin's house is 3 miles north on a quiet Fort Worth block of small, older homes. One of the cars parked there has a smashed back windshield. Bowdy lives here with his second wife, their family, and his father. Calvin is protective of Kelly.
My biggest thing is my kids being off and needing me, and I can't get to them as quick as I need to be.
Kelly talks about breaking free and living independently on campus.
Parents, like, sometimes they get tired of, like, taking care of the children. Like, you have to grow up at some point. So I want to, like, get out on my own and see, like, get a feel of the real world.
That warms the heart of Kelly's grandmother, Minnie Hodge. The retired Fort Worth City and School District employee is the academic force in Kelly's life. Mom didn't go to college, neither did Dad. But Grandma went to Texas A&M and hopes Kelly does, too.
She's so much better, you know, because I was going to be a nurse, and I've done the nursing, and she went with me in there. So I'm not putting her down for it because, I want her just to do better and be better. But you see, me, I have high expectations, and I know how gifted she is. And I know what she could do with that. She could be over the nurses. You know what I'm saying?
Before any of that, Kelly has to take the SAT, get through high school, and get accepted. Nurse wannabes at UT Arlington don't even declare a major until sophomore year. The program's competitive. Assistant Dean Flores says the higher the GPA and the more science classes, the better. Then there's tuition and living expenses, at least $15,000 a year at UTA. Neither Kelly's mom nor dad have much money. That's where Grandma comes in.
Like, she's been saving up since, like, I said, like, 2007, 2008. She's been saving up for me to go to college because that's, like, her main dream is for me to go to college and graduate from college.
Sometimes a matriarch's dream becomes a child's burden. In Kelly's case, though, it could prove to be her inspiration. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.